confidence, the quality of being certain of your own abilities, a faith in your own future. Example, facing difficulties with confidence.
So for me, I would say confidence for a teacher materializes in a number of ways. I think they have to feel confident about themselves, confident about their ability, confident that they can face new situations in a way that will be good for them, good for students, good for their colleagues. And I think a lot of that confidence comes from expertise, comes from experience. I think it comes from ongoing professional development. But I also think there are other aspects of confidence as well. I think teachers need to feel confident in their leadership of the school. They have to feel confident that when school leaders say they're going to do something, they do those things, and therefore you build up trust. And I think the same applies to confidence with regards to kind of networks or connections between teachers. The idea of collaboration, the idea of engaging with one another and looking after each other comes from having confidence that if you put in place an action, it will be reciprocated, that you can look after each other and kind of mutually support each other.
Trust. To believe that something, someone is true, reliable, able, although you have no proof. So it's a conviction. Example, to have faith in God. The idea that our friendship is based on mutual trust.
I think the notion of trust is a really interesting one. I think in the definition you mentioned trusting God, and I think that's almost a kind of blind trust, a blind faith. You expect God to be benevolent and look after you. But I think when it comes to teaching, the idea of trust comes from interaction. It comes from continued engagement with other people and the idea that that person will uphold what they say they're going to do. If they say something, they carry on doing it and they'll deliver it for you. So to my mind, this idea of trust comes from proof, comes from continuously proving yourself and have other people proving to you, so that then when it comes to you asking them for something or asking for support, or when they come to ask for you for support, that you know it will be delivered, because in the past you have experience of that happening before.
The feeling of assurance and security inspired in the public by a stable business or political situation, for example, the citizens relying in the states.
I think this idea of teacher trusting in institutions is an interesting one, because change always happens, and the only constant we ever have is that there will be change and ongoing change. And I guess the trust therefore needs to come not from kind of an idea of permanence or stability in the sense of having things that never change, but having trust in the idea of being supported. So this idea of trust as kind of as a stability comes from knowing that whatever happens, there'll be some kind of support. So structures may not be permanent, but support may therefore exist. For me, this idea of trust, you know, between teachers at the front line and between policymakers who are putting in place reforms, has to come from knowing that those policymakers have one's best interests at heart. That, of course, we need to make change, to continually improve, to make things better. But to create trust in that sense comes from knowing that whatever those reforms are about, they're in the interests of children, they're in the interests of teachers, the interests of society as a whole, rather than being driven by kind of ideology or political whim or some other form of decision making. That if they are genuinely perceived to be in the best interest, then I think we can be happy that trust will materialise.